Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And good morning, everybody. Good to have you with us as we roll into a midweek edition of Sports Daily. Jacob Albrock back for another turn. It's the Jacob Albrock Tour this week on Sports Daily. Glad to have him with us, as always, from Eyewitness Sports. Shane continuing to rest that voice again as he gets ready for another round this weekend of hard usage with Shocker Baseball. Jacob, Manny Machado set the bar last night, or yesterday, I guess, curiously, with the San Diego Padres, who take their second big dip into free agency over the last 10 or 15 years. Didn't go so well with them last year with Eric Hosmer. I guess that's still a work in progress. But 10 years, $300 million with a five-year opt-out for Manny Machado.
Oh, man. I don't like these deals for any player. Maybe Mike Trout. But maybe Mike Trout 2 or 3 years ago. Like, I just, by the time these guys get to free agency, and I get it, they're young. Machado and Harper are a little bit unique in that. But it just, I can't envision a scenario where one baseball player taking that much of your salary cap is conducive. Now, that's my point. The Padres may see something there in the city that, hey, the Padres are, Chargers are gone, and we can make a splash and really, you know, bump up our presence in this market. So maybe there's some of that to it. I don't know that a lot of us liked the Hosmer deal. And we talked about that while he was Royal and everybody loved him. He was going to be hard to give a lot of money to because his power numbers weren't there. I'm curious about it, Bruce, but I wasn't going. It's not that it's the Padres, it's any team. I wasn't going to like whoever made this deal. It just doesn't make a ton of sense to me to pay in baseball one guy that big a chunk of your salary cap space. Not salary cap space, but just payroll.
Well, but we more than likely have another one still to fall.
Sure.
And you would imagine it's going to be a similar deal, maybe a little richer, but a similar kind of deal. This may be it. My folks chatted with Nolan Arenado yesterday, who's in the same situation for next year, and he kind of laughed off the notion of being a 10-year player or having a 10-year contract thrown his way, because, of course, he's older and can't imagine being under that contract into his mid to later 30s. So he sees the handwriting on the wall. For someone as young as Bryce Harper, probably still going to happen, but I think it's going to be very interesting moving forward, these types of deals. And we did see a five-year opt-out. Which I don't know all of the details on, but at least it's a little bit different than the ironclad deal that Pujols, A-Rod, guys before him have had.
Well, who's got the opt-out, though? Machado does, I assume, right?
I think Machado has the opt-out. So, yeah.
So anyway. Similar to what we're dealing with Clayton Kershaw, where he's likely going to opt-out. And the thing is, Bruce, if these were such egregious and terrible financial decisions, these teams wouldn't continue to make them. So it's probably not as limiting as we visually see them as being. And I'm okay when big market teams who spend a ton on payroll anyway do it, because they've got the ability and capability to pay several guys and eat some of those contracts. They never make a ton of sense to me. Like, we can't sit there and say any player in baseball, quite frankly, is going to, I mean, what do the sabermetricians say in the war and how many wins a player's worth? Like it's never going to be so high that it dominates such a large percentage of the payroll if you just look at it that way. It's just hard for 10 years now, potentially 10 years, no matter what happens, the Padres are bound to Manny Machado unless he opts out. But let's say he doesn't. For a decade of this guy's career, we haven't even seen him for 10 years.
Yeah.
That's hard to swallow. And we talk about it all. It's the length, not the money. I mean, it's the length, not the money, for sure, because the money is whatever on a yearly basis. Teams can deal with that, but it's for 10 years. Like, what are the chances any player that's currently playing right now that has the ability to hit free agency anytime soon? So I'm not talking about, you know, Soto or Acuna or some of these guys that have just come in, but the players right now that we're talking about in these, Harper, Machado, Arenado next year, Trout at some point, like, what are the chances these guys are going to be high-level players in a decade?
Well, we have proof of that. I mean, the diminishing returns, even at their age, and Machado and Harper are pretty relatively young guys. But even at their ages, when you're talking about, mid-30s, at the back end, they're not going to be as good then as they are now. No way. The buyer's lament is always at the back end of these contracts. And you're right. I mean, they can handle the money. I mean, the owners may not be too bright, and they might be catching up with themselves a little bit, but they're not that stupid. They're not giving it away and hurting the bottom line. So $30 million a year, you know, is apparently something or other that the Padres can deal with for Manny Machado.
Right.
It's interesting. It's interesting, and it's going to be very interesting to see what ends up happening with Bryce Harper, because you would imagine that Bryce Harper is going to command a little more than Machado. So, reportedly, he's already turned down a very similar deal to the one that Machado took, 10 years, $300 million, this one from the Nationals. Might he be going back to the Nationals? That doesn't seem likely. That's what I've always thought,
but no, I don't think so.
I don't think it's likely. So maybe based on what we have followed here in the offseason, Philadelphia Phillies or the San Francisco Giants. It looks like, unless there's an outlier that we have very quietly missed. I don't know.
The Phillies have spent a ton of money, and I know they wanted to. They're interesting. In the Giants, you just kind of say, well, I'm never going to hate on what the Giants do, right? I mean, you can't,
right.
You can't just totally discount what the Giants do because they have done so many good things over the years. We now know it's Bruce Bochy's last year there.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think it makes a ton of sense, but that's a market that's going to put butts in the seats and fill the stadium all the time anyway. So it makes more sense for that type of team to do it. If the Padres, if they think Machado is going to all of a sudden like really get people fired up about baseball in San Diego, great. And maybe there is that opportunity now with the Chargers out of town. I've been to that ballpark. It's phenomenal. It's amazing. I don't know why it's not in success has something to do with it, but man, it is just as good as you can get as far as a setting and a city and everything else. And it's the only show in town right now.
Sure.
And that may have something to do with it. And they've tried this a few times. This 2 or 3 years ago when they went out and went free agent crazy, they blew all that up. And there is a part of that to it too, Bruce. Like if 2 or 3 years into this, and Machado's still producing, obviously, but you don't want to deal with the contract, you can trade him. Unless there's a no trade. I haven't seen that. But if he's playing for a losing team, even if there is a no trade, he'd take the trade. Most of those guys will if they're on a bottom feeding team. So I don't know, man. I guess it's fine, whatever. They did it once and it worked out for them because they got a bunch of great prospects back in return. They got the best minor league system in baseball. So maybe that's the other side of it. Maybe that's your safety net Maybe. As long as he's producing at a relatively young age, you can at least trade him away and not have to deal with the contract. You know, that will diminish trade value to some degree, but it's better than nothing.
Where are you with Bryce Harper at this particular point? Because he is a 279 career hitter. Mm-hmm. 279. He's led the league in home runs once with 42 as a 22-year-old in 2015, a year that he hit 330. That was his magical year, by the way. Since then, now keep this in mind. In 2015, in his fourth season in the major leagues at the age of 22, so he was a young phenom. And by the way, at the age of 19, he had 597 plate appearances, 654 in 2015. He led the league in runs with 118, 42 home runs, only drove in 99 runs with those 42 homers, which is kind of an oddity, but hit 330. His OBP was 460 tops in baseball, 649 slugging percentage, OPS 1.109. You got to know your metrics here to know what these. Those are all good. Those are all things that you like. But since then, Jacob, 243 with 24 home runs and 86 driven in, 319 with 29 homers, 87 driven in. And last year hit 249. Now he walked 130 times. That was a new career high. Also struck out 169 times. New career high. Hit 34 home runs. And for the first time in 7 years, drove in 100 runs. Look, Bryce Harper's a hell of a player. And I don't want to make this sound like I'm bagging on Bryce Harper. But is Bryce Harper a $32 million a year player? Is he worth the risk enough for teams to say, you know what, I'm all in on this guy?
Probably, and the reason would be because of his age. We can't forget how prodigious he was. And both of these guys came up as 19-year-olds. These guys are very similar in their trajectories. Harper's power, though, seems a tick ahead, even though in reality, it's not that far ahead. He's got 9 more home runs in almost the exact same amount of games. Machado's played 926 games. Harper's played 927, and the home runs are close. 184 for Harper, and for Machado, 175. Machado hits for a tick more average. Harper hits for a tick more power. But that power seems like it could get much better. So whatever metrics, and I know they're sometimes hard to understand, and you're looking at OPS and slugging, Harper's a little bit higher. Machado is, he hits for a little more average, but I don't think he'll ever, he's not going to outpower Harper if they continue on the exact same, you know, trajectories and they play the same amount of games. I think Harper's probably a better power hitter. Machado's probably... he's not going to strike out as much. He'll hit for a little more average, but everybody wants power in baseball now. The key to these deals is, and why they're so young right now to be free agents and producing the way that they've produced already in their careers. That's what the carrot on the end of the stick is here. They're not even, if baseball prime typically comes at 28 years old or so, which it does, these guys haven't even hit that point yet. Like, they're not even there yet. They got called up at 19. We've been talking about them since 2012. It's been a long time since they've been major factors in Major League Baseball, and they're still only 26.
Yeah.
So that's what makes these deals unique, is we don't see players hit free agency at 26 because they don't get called up at 19 very often.
Yeah, you're right.
Trout's going to be the next guy.
Yeah. They are unique.
And I would give this deal to Trout. Don't get me wrong, because he does more things, and he has shown that he doesn't have to rely on his legs like people were afraid of. But I think, you know, you're looking at three potential and probable, you know, if things continue the same, you're looking at Hall of Fame type players here.
Yeah, I don't disagree.
And you're talking about, for, you're going to get, So when you make a 10-year deal with a lot of these guys, but the, you know, the Rangers kind of dealt with this, and it still didn't work out for them with the original A-Rod deal. But when you're talking about this age of a player, with Pujols, when was he? He was a free agent at, what, 31, I think?
Yes.
If I remember correctly,
yeah,
that was a long time ago.
Yeah,
so you're talking about 10 years for him past 40. Your 10-year window on these guys closes at 36. There are a lot of really productive players at 36 years old. Still, that's what makes it so interesting with these particular players on these particular deals is, you know, contracts are going to go higher. We'll you know, 30 million will be the new 20 million probably in the next 5 years, where there's a lot of guys getting that. And you got a chance to get them early and these type of players for a long time. I get why teams are wanting in on this. It's still too risky for my blood on that kind of years, because we all know with a baseball contract, somebody blows out a knee and never fully recovers, you're still on the hook there. Like, that's it. It doesn't matter. That's where the risk comes too high for that many years for me. But I get it. I get why teams want to do it. You're talking about prodigious talents that are power hitters in the not even technically to the primes of their careers yet. So which is better? Probably Harper. Probably Harper. Where am I on him? I think he's had, back to the original question, I think he's had way too much put on him at a young age to like be the face of baseball, even though he probably is. The people were trying to shove that on him the second he finally got on a roster after the show he'd put on in college and everything else in high school. And, you know, he fits it pretty well because he has enough personality to make it happen. People gave him such a hard time early in his career for things he would say and everything. I'm like, he's 19. Like, goodness gracious. What do you expect him to say? He's 19 years old.
Let me ask you a question. Who would you rather have right now? Right now. Machado, Harper, Trout, Mookie Betts, Nolan Arenado. Those
Trout.
Are your five guys.
Trout.
Rank them. Mookie Betts is 25 years old. Trout, obviously, a little older. Nolan Arenado is 27, 28.
Well, Arenado's numbers are better than Machado's and over the last few years. Trout is 27. He's taken a deal. He came up at 19, too, but he, to me, is... He is maybe, I mean, he's in the conversation, and he's done it for long enough now that it's fair. He's in the conversation to be the greatest baseball player of all time. Like, he's putting up those kinds of numbers. So, to me, it's Trout ahead by a little bit. I mean, he's only a year older than these guys we were just talking about. Probably Trout... I haven't seen Betts had the rough year, so I'd probably go Trout, Harper, Arenado when you factor in defense. What position do we know what Machado's going to play, as a shortstop or a third baseman?
That's either
a factor
one.
A little
I mean,
bit too.
His versatility helps him in the comparison, I think, with Harper. I think that comparison helps him, his versatility, and the fact that he's a gold glove type of infielder. I mean, you put him at third base, he's one of the best at third base. You put him at shortstop, he's pretty damn good there too. So
yeah, I know Arenado's number two. We're only talking about the difference of 2 years, right? Because Arenado's an all-world mm-hmm. defender too at third, though. I don't know that he's not going to go play shortstop. So I'll go Trout, Harper. Man, Machado, Arenado, Betts. And Betts has some room to grow there. He just hasn't done it as long and has had, you know, 2 years ago he was pretty disappointing. So that's probably where I'm at.
Yeah, and you're right. I mean, in a relative sense, as a 24-year-old playing in his what, second full season, third full season in the big leagues. Hit 24 homers, drove in 102, hit 264, for the Red Sox. That was his disappointing year. And it was, because the 264 was disappointing. He's coming off a year that he hit 346, stole 30 bases, led the league in runs with 129, hit 32 homers and drove in 80. I think you can make the argument
if he does if he does it for another year or two like that at that tick, which that's the I mean, he reached career highs in a lot of categories last year. Then he's very much in this conversation. 100% agree. I love Mookie Betts. He's been an incredible player to watch. And he's been average guys anyway.
Yeah, exactly. He's been an MVP, and he's been a runner-up as an MVP in his four full seasons in the big leagues.
Right. Right.
I mean,
with you. I just got to see it a little bit longer. If we're taking the upsides of each player, he probably then jumps in at number two or three behind Trout, but either right ahead or behind Harper. If you can count on what he did last year, which that's fool's gold, I know, or at least something to it, close to it.
Exactly. All right, we're off and rolling this morning. Jacob Albrock in from Eyewitness Sports. Glad to have him. Shane will be back tomorrow. And we'll continue here in just a moment. Baylor stunning Iowa State last night in Ames. What that means for the Big 12, we'll talk about it. Brian Haney coming up in about 40 minutes or so, top of the hour, voice of the Kansas Jayhawks. Albrock and Hurdle with you on this Wednesday edition. Sports Daily on the Sports Station, KFH.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.